Hi, my name's David Soper, and we're from calling from our studios here at Radio Entrepreneurs. Today, we are at the Social Scene NTP Software in Framingham, Massachusetts. And my guest today is Brett Maloney of Ladder. Tell me a little bit about Ladder and how you started Ladder.
For sure. Just to start, David, thanks for having me. Happy to be here. But Ladder is a platform that connects people with health and wellness professionals. The objective behind the platform is to provide governance to what is currently a very fragmented health and wellness coaching space. In doing so, collecting and aggregating the requisite data needed to hopefully help bridge the gap between healthcare and health and wellness coaching. Furthermore, healthcare and fitness.
Okay. So how did you get involved, or how did you start this company? I mean, really, what's your background, and, you know, really, what directed you in, what put you in this direction?
Sure. So I've been in the commercial fitness industry my entire career. I actually grew up in the space. My father was in the industry. I had previously started two of the largest consulting and distribution companies in the space, commercial fitness equipment distribution. Immediately prior to co-founding Ladder, I served as the chief executive officer of a publicly traded platform business that distributed nutritional supplements through health and wellness professionals. During that time, we saw the value in a true platform business model within our space. However, we weren't really solving a big enough problem, and nutritional supplements, given the lack of certifications, provided a lot of exposure that prevented us from working with the commercial health club chains, which is where the majority of our network lies. So we started Ladder to create a platform that made better use of our network within the commercial space, solving a bigger problem and ultimately helping more people.
What is it that this product actually does?
So the product will connect you, the consumer, with a health and wellness professional who will create a plan, a customized health and fitness plan, and provide ongoing engagement. So when we look at the existing ecosystem relative to health and wellness coaching, obviously we have two sides of the fence. We have the coaches and we have the consumers.
Right.
In our vernacular, people who need or want to be healthier. As far as the coaches are concerned, there are about 350,000 personal trainers in the U.S. who, believe it or not, are making just $11.57 per hour when you account for the fact that they're working over 11 hours per day and on average have roughly 4 hours of unused time during the course of any day. On the other side of the fence, the commercial fitness industry, which has about 75 million members, about 10% of those members are working with a coach. Paying $68 per session and training 1.22 times per week comes to about $348 per month, a price that is not affordable for the lion's share of consumers, reason being why 90% of gym members aren't working with a coach. Our goal is to leverage the excess capacity of human capital relative to the coaches to provide a more affordable and, we believe, effective coaching solution that is accessible to all people.
So you just explained to us that this is going to be a service that's available. How?
It's a mobile-only product, so the consumer will pay for the product as little as $1 per day. The product is an app. It's mobile-only, downloadable from launch in November through the Apple App Store on iOS. You'll download the product. You'll go through about a 60 to 90 second assessment. We want to find out what type of coach you want, old, young, male, female, more of a cheerleader type or more of an analytical type, what type of coach we believe you need. We leverage cognitive behavioral therapy to uncover the surpluses and or deficits of the consumer relative to fitness, nutrition, sleep, and stress. Using that data combined with location to make a commoditized match, matching the consumer with one coach. The coach will actually be located and train within the driving distance that people will travel for fitness.
So there'll be a geo-tracking component?
Correct. So we will be matching geocentrically, though from the onset, the matches and the relationship will be executed purely digitally. Our goal is to own more of the in-person transactions as we move forward, not just providing a digital relationship, but also facilitating in-person training as well. Our goal is not to replace in-person training by any means. We don't think that should happen, nor do we think we could ever do that. Our goal, rather, is to create an ecosystem where instead of 10% of gym members working with the coach 6 times per month, we have all gym members and all people working with the coach, but potentially less frequently in person, with digital being the backbone, plugging and playing in person when need be. We think that the interactions and the commoditization of that relationship can create more of a dynamic pricing model that opens up the doors to coaching to more people, but furthermore drives more of a trigger through mobile that can actually impact behavioral change and behavior modification.
So is there an actual, almost like a Skype interaction when they get on the app with this trainer? Is it live? Is it?
That's a great question. So early on, we went through about 50 weeks of user research. We interviewed over 11,000 personal trainers, close to 20,000 gym members, as well as 1,000 physicians at both Robert Wood Johnson and Princeton Health. And with the belief that there was a far better way to engage coach to consumer,
right.
We believe that a vast majority of the existing relationship between personal trainers and their clients can be productized through technology. We had to figure out how we were going to drive the vehicle of communication. So we looked at call, we looked at video, we looked at streaming, and we looked at chat. And what we landed on was chat, mostly because for the consumer, it's a far more comfortable vehicle of communication. And for the producer, the coach, it doesn't necessarily require undevoted time. Building a platform business, it's very important to understand the compensation model for the producer or the coach, right? And when you deal with streaming or video, the time it takes logistically to schedule calls and account for a certain amount of calls being dropped,
right,
and then reschedule drastically increases the amount of time it takes a coach to successfully service a consumer over the course of a given month. So our communication vehicle will be solely through our in-app chat, both direct one-to-one and crowdsourced. So say I'm out to dinner with my girlfriend and I want to know what type of or what I should order off the menu. I can take a picture of the menu and send it to my coach. Well, I'll immediately know if my coach is in-app or not in-app. If my coach is not in-app and I need an immediate response, I can essentially poll the audience. And the question will go out to other coaches who are in-app at the given time, providing the consumer with a crowdsourced response. 82% of the coaches think you should get the Cobb salad with no cheese and dressing on the side, whatever it may be. Furthermore, the concentration on in-app messaging allows us to potentially further leverage machine learning and AI to provide more context to the coach, making the consumer essentially more coachable.
So essentially, the business model is you've got an app, the consumer will buy said app for a dollar amount. Did you say it was a dollar? Or
it's actually a free app.
Okay, it's a free app.
With an in-app purchase subscription model to the consumer.
Okay, so how is it monetized for the coach?
The coach is getting a rev share. So it's no different than Uber, a true platform business model, or Instacart or DoorDash or Postmates, where the platform provides governance between the consumer and the producer, essentially reducing friction between the effort and the results. So the consumer's paying, and then there's a rev share between us and the coach.
All right. So is it like the $68 example that you used? Is that trying to figure out, because these look to be and are snippets in time and not like a full hour or a full 30 minutes. How is it monetized with snippets of time? The quick text, you did the example of the restaurant menu. How is someone paying for that?
The consumer pays for a coach, a subscription. It's as little as $1 per day.
Right.
And then the coach is earning roughly $20 per month, and it should take a coach roughly 1 hour to service a consumer on a monthly basis.
Oh, okay.
And that's just direct monetary compensation. When we look at the overall compensation to the coach, given that we are matching consumer to producer geocentrically. In our early beta test, 18% of the digital leads that we were driving to our coaches were transacting into in-person clients. As I alluded to earlier, the average top line cost for a personal training relationship is $348 per month.
Right.
Net to the coach of about $250 per month. So between indirect and direct compensation, we believe that we'll be able to pay the coach roughly $50 per hour, which is
four times
their hourly wage. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're also letting our coaches use Ladder free of charge with their existing in-person clients. One, to drive timeliness in app, but our real objective is to make Ladder the backbone of communication between health and wellness practitioners and those who look to improve their health and wellness through health and wellness coaching.
Interesting. So how can people find you?
Our website is ladder.fit, and we'll be in the App Store first week in November. So we're going live with three of our main five functions, hopefully by the end of September. We've gone through a couple beta tests. We've done a lot of user research, and we've tried to streamline the process as much as possible. In this day and age, platform businesses have been around long enough where we can start to identify what's working and what isn't working. So we looked at a lot of the companies that we see as having a similar model to us, companies like Rubicon Global, Postmates, Washio, Glam Squad, Uber, and did our best to create an economic model that makes a heck of a lot of sense for both of our user groups, our producers and our consumers.
Great. I'm David Soper. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis today. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my guest is Brett Maloney.
Maloney.
I'll get it one of these days. I'm sorry, Mr. Maloney.
Maloney.
It's the tongue. It's not rolling off, Mr. Maloney. I am calling from Framingham, Massachusetts, and we are at the Social Scene, MTP Software, and we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.